You're listening to SBS News. Chile's President Sebastián Piñera has joined bereaved families and health workers in the capital, Santiago, for a ceremony to remember the more than 36,000 people who have died of COVID-19 in the South American nation.
Hoy estamos aquí, en esta plaza de la ciudadanía.
Today we are here in the Citizenship Square and in front of the great bicentennial flag to remember almost 36,000 Chileans who lost their lives due to the pandemic.
Staying in South America, where Brazil has reported 12,000 new cases in the past 24 hours and another 411 deaths. Brazil's death toll has risen to more than 563,000 in the world's third worst outbreak after the United States and India. In the United States, COVID-19 vaccinations will be mandatory for members of the military from the middle of next month. The move is part of a broader campaign to increase vaccinations in the federal workforce. Public health officials in North Carolina are now going door to door, hoping to raise vaccination rates. They're visiting homes to answer any questions people might have about the vaccines and arranging for nurses to visit people in their homes for vaccination appointments. Mecklenburg County Public Health Medical Director Dr. Meg Sullivan says the workers are keen to help people overcome any vaccine hesitancy.
Asking if they've been vaccinated and or if they have any questions. Lots of positive response from the community. I think we have talked with individuals. I personally have been able to administer a vaccine to somebody who had wanted to get the vaccine but was just unable to do so.
Canada is now allowing US citizens and permanent residents who are fully vaccinated to enter the country. There's also a requirement for people to test negative within 3 days to get across one of the world's largest and busiest land borders. In Germany's capital, Berlin, tourists are steadily returning.
We had 2 years at home. We can't go because it was Corona time, and now we can feel free. we are free.
Yes, I do feel safe. We are in the open air here, for example, so masks are not mandatory. And once we are inside the buildings, we keep distancing, we use masks, so there is no reason to be afraid.
And police are patrolling the streets of Paris to make sure restaurants are checking that a customer has a QR code that proves they have a special pass. The pass is issued to people who are vaccinated or have proof of a recent recovery from the virus or who have had a recent negative test, and it also applies to tourists. The owner of the Backstage restaurant in Paris, Pierre Arnaud, says checking for the pass makes him feel uncomfortable.
Ça implique de mettre une nouvelle casquette encore une fois, c'est-à-dire qu'il va falloir demander au client de montrer patte blanche, de montrer.
This involves putting on another cap once again. In other words, we have to ask the client if they're permitted to have a drink at my restaurant. This is rather unusual. I must admit that in terms of ambiance this morning, I didn't know quite what to expect, but on the other hand, there wasn't a big crowd. The handful who came did it right away, but I must admit this isn't for me. It's quite unusual to ask someone to show a pass. This feels very much like being the police.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.